Thursday, the 16th of October, first day Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Friedman, why Simchas Kesher Shoeva.
It's a very interesting to note, Shushu v'Mishtapen, from the Torah. We see many Simchas in Sikis, people go to Simchas Kesher Shoeva, and we tanz, and we spring, and we vet freilich. And this is our faith massive. What's the reason for that? Why dafke be yontif and sikis? Why don't we have that in any other yomim tovim? Pesach, we make such great preparations for the matzis, preparations for bayis and for bechit. Oyel abuzah baitzinas ha-chumetz, the chumetz ha-chitzoyin, the chumetz ha-pnimi. As well, we continue, there's a continuation, we go on from that to Yom Tov from Shviyas, which is a great Yom Tov as well, from great Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Then we continue onwards to the great Teichen Yom Neruim, Chodesh Venero, Zman Kapur, and that continues onwards, Aseh Simei Shiva. And the Lord then guides me to the guests and points of Yom HaKippur. And sadly, after all the Yom Tovim, the greatest Yom Tov is sadly Chag HaSikos, Chag HaOsif. The Yom Tov of Sikos is a Yom Tov which is considered in the Poskim, it's considered as the greatest Yom Tov. Why is that so? I would have thought that Yom HaKippur perhaps is the greatest Yom Tov. Or maybe, as I mentioned before, Pesach. But in essence, that is really the truth why Simcha's Beis HaShoeva is that great, great Simcha, which we all celebrate on a daily basis from the second day of Yom Tov. You know, there's a very interesting Malbim. The Malbim mentions the reason. Why do we say that? The Malbim tells us in Parshas Emor, he says you should know the Klal is, we know about Pesach, we have certain mitzvahs. The first mitzvah we have is the mitzvah of Bikurim. This is the Eshta mitzvah. The second one, after we have Bikurim, we have the Tzidat HaLechem. And then we have the Eshta, the mitzvah of Trima. Then when we have the Issas already ready, once we have taken Tirma, we've taken Bikurim, we've taken Tirma, we go to the next stage of Lechem. Chalat. Nafnem Chalat. We go to the next stage. Then we come to the greatest stages. The last stage is after a person is taking Chalat. He's in the greatest stage, which as if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is taking us out of Mitzrayim. And then, as we know, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, is to remind us of Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini, we know the word Ashen, by the way, in Pesach. Lechem Sh'oin and all of Zohar Mahabeh. Oin and all of Zohar Mahabeh. And we know that the notion of Lechem Oini is also a notion of Inui. Oin and all of Zohar Mahabeh Inui. We need them as Avshesechem as well. And we come to the next stage, says the Malbim. And the point of that is when a person takes Lechem Oini from the pure, then we come to Shviyas, when we are already allowed to take the Choyme and the Tzira, we're allowed to take both of them together. Oime min HaSeurim, which is already isn't so fine as we had by Matzah. Then we come to the third stage, when a person may bring that, or not only that, but the Sikis is a Remes, the Tachlis, when a person already may come straight, when he comes straight, as Afkinus and Gan Eden. Says the Malbim, from there we see that the culmination, the greatest moment, is not Chag HaPesach, it's not Elul, not Shviyas, not Elul, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom HaKippur, not Erev Yom Kippur, but the greatest moment is the culmination, when a person is L'chayra at his greatest high of purification, which is the Yom Tov of Sikis. Now from there we'll come to understand now why is that mitzvah of Simchas Beis Hashem so great. We know the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, it says V'sikis Teishu Shivas Yomim, and in the beginning of that in Kerek of Gimel Kapitel Kutim Acham Yachamishosa Torah Matzmas V'Yisuris Tafoygus Kag Hashem Shivas Yomim V'Yomish Shabbos V'Yomishin Shabbos V'Kasech V'Yish Kapis. The whole Dalad Minim Shteik in the Torah, we go a bit further, it tells us V'Chagoyis V'Yisuris Kag Hashem. Suddenly, he tells us again, "B'sukis Teishu, the man Yehuda Zayechem." And in the Torah, she comes back and tells us all again about the sickness. Why? Says the Torah Moir. There is the Torah that he gave us the tzivui of sickness. Why? And the Torah in the middle stops. Then he goes back and tells us again, "The man Yehuda Zayechem." Why? In the Yomtiv of sickness, does the Torah repeat itself? And as the Torah tells us, "Laman Yehuda Yosefin Ki Basikis Oshaftis Bnei Yisrael." Why? Why not by other mitzvahs? Why is the mitzvah of sickness considered the Man Simcha Zayini? Why is this considered the Chag Oseh? Why is this greater? So the Torah says the same as I mentioned before from the Malbim, because in the Man of sickness, a person was in the greatest state of being pure, of an Einkeit. That's why when a person was so pure, when a person is so pure, his shayach tzedug in his soul, let's rejoice in his great simchas beis hashaiva. And if you will note in the Gemara in Peirik HaChalil, the Mishnah tells us not everybody was allowed to rejoice. Says that the Talmid HaChachumim, the Zekeinim, Goinim, Talmid HaChachumim, only these were supposed to be rejoicing in the Chag Hasikis in Simchas Beis Hashaiva, which means to say that if a person in Ishgvein of Dein Darya wasn't in the Darya of being pure, in Ishgvein Ozgvenik from Yilin Toivim, from Pesach, Shviyas, Elul, Rosh Hashuna, Aseret Sibachiv Yom Kippur, he had no right to dance in Simchas Beis Hashaiva. If we come back to the Rambam, you know all that the Rambam and his Manon and Sikhis Hilchos Lilas, the Rambam mentions all about Simchas Beis Hashaiva, but he also mentions the word Simchas Beis Hashaiva. I'm not going to go into the Yadur the Kematloikis, whether we learn, whether the Rambam learned that there's a mitzvah in Simchas Beis Hashaiva, or the Rambam learned that Zman Simchas Tzayin is a master of Hashem, is the Indian only of Simcha, nothing to do with Simchas Beis Hashaiva. But in any case, let me just mention the Rosh Narambam before we delve even deeper into Simchas Beis Hashaiva. Why? Because in Yontif alone you weren't supposed to use the Khalil for the Klei Nigin on Yontif, because you passed in Afu Pichain Shaiva be the Shavuos, Afu Pichain Uzusa. ומתחילן לסמויח וכי מכל יוים ויוים בימי חוילה של מויית מתחילן מאחי שיקריבו תומת של בין הבאים לסמויח שעה היוים עם כל הלילה אגם תתוג all day and all night תגבין את השמחה זה גויס והי חוילת השמחה זה. So the Rambam explains that Halil, Makim Nagnim, you have to take all the Kalim. And he says in Halochi Yudalit, Umitzvah Laharbis, as I mentioned in the Mishnah before, Amoris wasn't part and parcel of Simchas Beis Hashaiva. Why? Because as I told you before, because they were pure. Why? Because they had to learn and see who are these great people. Why are they Merakes? Why is this Simchas so great? Because they're Rosh Hashanah, they're Rosh Hashivas, Chach B'Yisroel. And we go to the next halacha, the culminate halacha of Simchas from the Rambam and Hilchos Lilas. HaSimchas SheYisrach Odom BaAsiyas HaMitzvah. ובהאבס הקהל שציבו בהל. What type of void is that? Avoiding doyla he. The Rikut was a simple was avoiding doyla, the greatest avoider. וכל המנה אחת ומסיב חזי רואי לי פור ממנו שנם התחס אשר לבלת את השם הלכחו בסימכו וכתוב לבות וכל המגס חולי לדייטוי וכל לקום אל עצמוי וכזו שול ושם לי זה בלגייבה ונה הלט עד אף זה שטיפן דמיזה פסטן דמיזה ודה אף המסקבת בינו במקוי וזהילו חויצה ושויצה כזו שול ועל זה היא זה שלוי ועל תסעד אלפי מלך the kolam mashpul after a person is mashpul himself, he's an honor, a shvaldera, not a vulgaiver. Umakir gufayvit, mukoyim esayli, he avodir, he amechibit, hoayvit mahavu. V'chein dovad amelach yisroel. Oma, what do our amelach say? Ani shovel ba'atmi. V'ein agdil vakuy l'esmoyach lefnei Hashem, shenema v'amelach dovad mefazeis, u'mecharke lefnei Hashem. So we see how the Rambam mentions and how the Rambam brings the Halachos. The only time he doesn't mention this in Yom Tov Pesach, he doesn't mention this in Shavuot, he doesn't mention this Halacha as Yishuni Yom Kippur. He mentions this Halacha as Chagim Sukkos. A day like today, Chaim Tikitov is supposed to be the greatest matzav of Simcha. Now why? Why? What is the reason for this? The Gemara in Chalil tells us in Zavachleitis what is considered. Why? What do we call it? Rav Hida Mitaveina. One called it Simcha Beis Hasheiva, and one called it Simcha Chashuva. What do you say? Simcha Chashuva. So Mazuta tells us no, it doesn't make a difference whether we call it Simcha Hasheiva or we call it Simcha Chashuva. Loi Mishtavish. They're both right. Now, what's the difference between the two? So the Gemara, man the Tana, Hashiva loy mishtabish, man the Tana shev loy mishtabish, tiktivish aftem, mayim besosayim. Man the Tana, Hashiva loy mishtabish, so if you call it Simchas Beis Hasheva, shaftem mayim besosayim. If we call it Simchas Hashiva, Simchas Beis Hashiva, it's loy mishtabish. Why? Because Rav Nachman tells us, mitzvah Hashiva hi, bo misheshi to be bereshi. This mitzvah, of Nisuch HaMarim, of this mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaChashuva is called Misheishis Kibay Bereishis, that came from that time. Now, I'll try to explain today what is the Shaychis to us, as my Hagdoma just now, about the man, a combination of the man Kapora. What Shaychis the Simchas Beis HaShaiva Simchas HaChashuva, the Gemara tells us Leib Mishtavish, the both unison in the Pshat. Why do we say Nisuch HaMayim, which is Simchas Beis HaShaiva? What Shaykh is HaSheshis Mebereshis with Nisuch HaMayim B'Migdash with us today over here? The Gemara tells us as well, as you all know, by Simchas Beis HaShaiva, that you say every day 15 Shia Malis. Did you ever think, why do we say 50 Shia Malis? Because there's more profit for the Mokhi Kodesh, they sell the Shia Malis. What's the reason? Why do one say Shia Malis? Why? And if so as well, why did the Kayanim stand on the Malis in the Azura? There were 15 steps, they were standing on the 15th step, on the top, on the 10th, and the 5th. Why were they standing over there? What's the reason for that? The reason, the Gemara tells us later a story about Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech, when he came to build the Beit HaMikdash, and the Mashor is Mevar Baruch and the Gemara which I just mentioned. Dovid HaMelech, when he came to build the Beit HaMikdash, and another Gerson, the Gemara is when he came to build the Mizbeach, the Yisoid HaMizbeach, was looking for the Shisin. The Rabbi Yisrael, when he created all the nation, he took earth from Mokim HaMikdash. In the Mokim HaMikdash, where in the Mokim HaMikdash? From the Mokim HaMizbeach. The Rabbi Yisrael took the offer of Hashem HaAdomah, And for that he created after all. He created all the dimensions he created for them. Now when the Rebbeinu Shalom, if we can understand the Psuri Yatsu Lekai, when the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, he took six Mekoyimis, but the Yisoidam is Be'er, Yisoidam Migdash, and he took the earth out of that, and for that we were created. Now, as you all understand, when you take earth out of a Mokim, it creates a Halal, it creates a void, an emptiness, a Mokim, which is like a tunnel, which is called Shisim. This is the Shisim was in Givayim, Visheshis Be'erishis. Now when Dovid HaMelech came to build the Beis HaMikdash, he was looking over there where he knew that there was Shisin which the Rebbeinu Shalom created, because the Rebbeinu Shalom created Diva B'Shei Shisin Bei Bereishis. And the next day, with the Rebbeinu Shalom B'Shav in the world, he created for that Mokim. So he was looking for it, he saw. So the Gemara said, why do you have to work? There must have been, the holes must have been over there. So the Gemara know, Nismal over there, they were filled. Of Dovid HaMelech knew there must be that Mokim over there, there must be those voids, those tunnels, those holes that the Rebbeinu Shalom took care of, must be in Tachzayin, they must be there. And Dovid HaMelech found them and he opened them up again, and that is the Mokim where the Mayim Shel HaMizbeach Shel Nisach HaMayim goes from the Mizbeach, goes straight down through that Pesach down to the Tohoim. Now when Dovid HaMelech did that, says the Gemara, when Dovid HaMelech took out the earth or put back the Mokim in the Mizbeach Nafzayim, what he caused was that the Mayim Shel Tohoim rose with such a great velocity, rose all the way up to where Dovid HaMelech was standing. Not only that, it rose 16,000 amos l'mal Ravina Tohoim. Dovid HaMelech saw what's going to be over here. Cholila, the whole world, without Hashem Kamavu, but there'll be, as you know, as we've all witnessed in the past, last year, New Orleans, the same thing could have happened, not only in that area, but the Gamsa Vefok Nechav Givon. So when the man saw what's going on, so he asked over there, he asked the stadium, Tamir Chom, may I write the Shem HaMafoish, the Shem Yutke Voske, may I write the Shem Hashem and throw it in over there in the Toyim, and the Toyim will have their Echeret to stop and go back downward. May I do that? Chaz v'shulah, if not, perhaps the Shem Hashem will be in Nimcha, could be erased. And I will have written Shem Hashem Chal Chulila, Yud Kei Vov Kei Nevatola. So he asked, what should I do? So they answered, the Madoch Ba'ish V'ishtoy, to do Shulam Bayis, to help Yiddish Kinder to have Shulam Bayis. One was allowed to, by Kinder Stira, one was allowed to write Shem Yud Kei Vov Kei, even though there was a Shash, there would be Nimcha, Alachas Kamo V'Kamo, the world should be Nechav. Of course you may do that. So the Melech went ahead and wrote on a piece of cheres and the earthenware, wrote Shem Yud Kei Vov Kei, threw it in the Tohoim, and the Tohoim went all the way down to 1,000 Talmas, which was left. That means that what he created was from 16,000 went down to 1,000 Amos at the Tohoim, and 15,000 Amos were gone. So the world will give them a bill. And from those 15,000 Amos, of the Zukshir HaMali, the 15th test where they were standing on the Azul and the Kehanim, it was Mizuk the Shia Malishan, by Simukh's base of Sha'eva, where from that was the Mikor, while we say the 15th Shia Malish. For the 15,000 Amos that Dovid HaMelech saved at the time, of the Kitchabrihi Kabyos and Boshamai, saved the world from destruction. Now we understand, and that's where he built the Mizbeach, that's where they built the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Nisach HaMayim, which we don't find Nisach HaMayim all year round, not when we're makiv every day, when we're makiv Nisach HaMayim, by Tomei Shel Shachar. And every day we're makiv Tomei Shel Shachar, you never find, we only find that they used Yayin. We don't find that they used Mayim. The only time which the Mayim was used of Yom Tov Hesikis, Nisach HaMayim. Now where did that Mayim go? That Mayim went from the Mizbeach. Who the Yayin with the Mayim went from the Mizbeach. When it penetrated, when it went down from the Mizbeach, it went into the void, into the Halal that I mentioned before, into the Shisim. Shenivu B'Sheishis Mei Bereishis, which Rebbeinu Shalom created, B'Sheishis Mei Bereishis, and it attached together, it came together with the Tohoim, the Mayim, which was 1,000 times down But the Torahim together, the Yitzhak Kamayim came and we're together, Mayim together. Why is that so? What's the reason for that? And we're coming soon to Lane, starting again Parshas Bereishis. And if you'll read Parshas Bereishis, the Medrash, there's a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash tells us that in Bereishis, the Bereishis, the second day of creation, created the Mayim, and he separated Mayim El Yoinim, Mayim HaTachtoinim. The Mayim HaTachtoinim said to the Bereishis, why? Why do we have to be the ones that have to go? Tachtoinim, to be on this world. Oilam HaShofel, Oilam HaGashmi, a world which is full of Narishtaitim, Vukhuli. Why do we have to? We want to be Mayim El Yoinim. The Bochu, they cried, the Bereishis, why? We want to be El Yoinim, put El Yoinim Tachtoinim, why us? The Bereishis Shom HaPchiyosam, he heard the Pchir for the Mayim HaTachtoinim and told them, you'll be Zoyche each year when Yidin do Tshiva. And the culmination of Kapor is so powerful that will unite you together with the Mayim El Yoinim. Al Dei Nisuk HaMayim. Al Nisuk HaMayim. That the Kayhanim will do the Avoyim Beis HaMidosh and pour the Mayim on the Mizbeach and be Manasseh, both waters together will come together, and that will be El Yoinim is HaTonim Yachtov Ki B'Sheishis to Mei Bereishis. And that is what the Rabbeinu Bakai tells us. The Rabbeinu Bakai tells us in Parshas Emor. That was the reason why the Mayim El Tachtoinim and Mayim Tachtoinim and Mayim El Yoinim and Tachtoinim were Mechiba. Now we understand, if you learn the Gemara again with a different light, what is the Gemara telling us? What is the one telling us? Simuk is based on Sheva and Simuk HaShiva. One man that tells us Ishafte Mayim B'Susa Mayim B'Susa, the Gemara is in Simuk of Ishafte Mayim B'Susa the Tani Chashuva Loi Mishtabish Omnam Bitzra Shiva Bos to Mishesh Shizvei Bereshis. Why does the Gemara tell us the Loi Mishtabish? Well, as I've explained now, these both are talking about Mayim Ishafte Mayim B'Susa, and this Mayim is the Nisuk HaMayim. Both to the same Mayim that were created B'Sheishis Meibereishis. One learns that is B'Sheishis Meibereishis Mayim, and one learns the Shafter Mayim B'Susa, which is a massive now when Yidin have done Shiva, and they bring both together El Yoinim and Tachtoinim. What does it relate to us today? Now we know there's a Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel in Chalil tells us Asher Yaldusaini Shalabarish and Ziknasaini. The Asher Ziknasaini Shalabarish and Yaldusaini. Why? What shaykhs does one have to do the other? So I'll tell you the following. Seems they are shining Gedanke. Today the Gemara tells us in the Gimel as well, Asher Misha Loi Choto. Asher Misha, that's what he even said. Umisha Choto. Yushev v'yim chaloi. That's what they said in Simuk Yisbeis Hashayiva. Asher mi shaloi choto. Gam sklal yisur lagivalot. Shaloi choto. Umi shaloi choto. If somebody wants choto, be moichel. And then all Yidin will be on the same platform. On the same aliyah. We have it as well. We have a Tosig that tells us the following. Pusik Yishmuel. Pusik tells us, Vayikovtsu amitzvusa, Vayishavu mayim, Vayishvuchu lefnei Hashem, Vayotimi biyoyim ahi, biyoyim isham, Chotoyi la Hashem, Vayishvuchu Yishmuel es Bnei Yisroel, Bamitzvah. So what does the Pusik tell us in Shmuel in the beginning? Vayikovtsu amitzvusa, Vayishavu mayim, Vayishvuchu lefnei Hashem. Sagiv Yoinesen tells us Sagivaldi Gimor. Sagiv Yoinesen says the following: Ushvichen Liboin Bityufte Kemayo Kudam Hashem. Says the Radak, Vitochen Lefarish, Vitochen Lefarish, Sheshavku Mayim Lefnei Hashem, Simen Lekapuras Avoinus. When Yidin was Shoyvach Mayim, was a Simen Lekapuras Avoinus, and there's Kemayim over Tifka. Now you know that we have. We say, Aroifel lechol tachloichi, Aserech lechol vanoichi. What's the pshat of this? We know that when a person goes over a yam in Mekoros, and a person is misaf in Mekoroy, what does he have to make a brocha? He has to make a birchas agol. He has to make a birchas agoyimul. Birchas agoyimul, I mentioned Nigmal from a gefelot in Sakona, a cholili was very ill, and as gedingval, he has to make a birchas agoyimul. By Nisuch HaMayim, when Klal Yisroel, we're at such a stage that they would escape by what they're saying. When is that? The Rishon L'Chayesh Ben Avoynes. When a person is Ayikim Yom Tov Vizikis, then he was notified or he understood spiritually that he is Baruch Hashem as escaping one. That's why we call the Rishon L'Chayesh Ben Avoynes. Tells us, the Novi, tells us, Shmira Novi, that there is a Zahm, but Yishmuchu HaMayim, when a person is Shoyfat Mayim, this is the Targum Yoynes, and Shovach Libe Mayim, what did they do? They were Shoyfat Mayim, and Yidin was Menasach as a Mayim, which is Shaf to Mayim, the Sotoyim. That was with the Hidor, that was the Hidor, which we made the Berachas HaGoyim and the Midrash, and we were both Hashem, this Kapigwal, Mechat HaSoyim, Mechat HaSoyim. And that is the Hidor, that just like the person is a Hidor, Al Gashmi, he has to have an Aydoy on the Rukhni as well. The fullest on every shape is a gift of Gvinot. Just like a person, when a person says before anybody, I must tell you, when he took the Tfilah by Shmeres, I'll be Zin, Nishna, the fee is a gift, come Zin, fee is a Nevish. Man, I'm a Tuhim, I'm a Vayne, I'm a Pshuim. Do it up in Beitin, I'm a Vayne, 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 he should give us a fear, not only the fear is a goof, but the fear is a nevish, which bestow is much greater than the fear is a goof. And that is the whole Yom Tov of Sikkim, and that is the whole simcha which a person does every day. The simcha is very special eva, not only the gunim, the singing, but why is the singing? The singing is for Hashem that we were zoicha to keep for our avoinus the pshoim. We were zoicha not only for our chatur, we were zoicha to be mindful any other individual who can either was choyter, connected ourselves, then we also michael him. And then we can say, Asher yaldav zayni shalabai shezik nesayni, v'asher yaldav zayni shalabai shezik yaldav zayni, which means the elders and the youngest, all together united. And then we can go and say, Eilu v'eilu, both the yaldis, the children, and the skenim, all of Claudius, you can say, Asher Mishalechota, or Mishachotu, Yoshe, and Yimchanoi. So the Rosh Shalom Helvin, we know that every day the Yishanis is also an Indian of Kippur Avoinus. And when we go with the Lulav and Esid, and Haldos and Arova, we are taking and encompassing all of Claudius, all the Dalad Minim, all together, united, all together as one, Kishat and Balei Adam, showing as well. Showing the Rabbi Yishnu, we are moichel even for those that are considered Arova. We are moichel those that are considered only Alilif. We are moichel that are considered Ha'odah. And also we are all united together with the Esig, which is, symbolizes the Leiv, Rachman and Liveboy. And of course, the Rabbi Yishnu, when he sees Talis are united in such a form, of course, will send us the Goyim Tzedek, Vemeir, Vemeir, Vemeir.